From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. New York police are responding to reports of an explosion near the Port Authority bus terminal. Authorities say one male suspect is in custody and there are no injuries other than that of the suspect at this time. Earlier reports suggest that the blast was caused by a pipe bomb. Ahead of a meeting with EU foreign ministers in Brussels, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on the Palestinians to recognize Israel as a Jewish state and to accept that Jerusalem was its capital.
It's time that the Palestinians recognize the Jewish state and also recognize the fact that it has a capital. It's called Jerusalem. I believe that all or most of the European countries will move their embassies to Jerusalem, recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Netanyahu said U.S. President Donald Trump's move, condemned by Palestinians and by European governments, would contribute to peace in the Middle East. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini told reporters the bloc would continue to recognize the international consensus on Jerusalem. As Southern California enters its second week engulfed in flames, fire officials anticipate more growth and danger. Penny Dixon has more.
Gusts of up to 64 kilometers per hour are expected through Monday. Containment increased Sunday on major blazes in Los Angeles, Riverside, and San Diego counties, and as of late Sunday, the Thomas Fire had destroyed 790 structures and damaged 191.
For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. Nicolas Maduro set his sights on Venezuela's 2018 presidential election after the ruling Socialist Party was expected to dominate mayoral polls with the help of a partial boycott by a demoralized opposition. Sarah Charlton has that story.
Maduro said the government had won at least 90% of the vote in over 330 areas. Sunday's election victory was helped by a partial boycott of three opposition parties who protested the system they say serves Maduro's, quote, dictatorship. He says those parties should be banned from taking part in next year's presidential race, adding that they will, quote, disappear from the political map. Maduro's popularity has fallen by half since he came to power in 2013, following the death of Hugo Chavez, with the most popular leaders barred in advance, such as Leopoldo Lopez, who is under house arrest. The opposition may struggle to find a popular flag bearer to challenge Maduro.
That was reporter Sarah Charlton. Candidates in a special election to fill a vacancy in the U.S. Senate have their final chance Monday to convince voters that they are the best choice to represent the state of Alabama. Republican candidate Roy Moore is accused of sexual improprieties with teenage girls four decades ago when he was in his 30s. Moore denies the allegations and says he does not know any of the women, though he has admitted that he dated teenagers with their mother's permission during that period. His challenger, Democratic candidate Doug Jones, also rallied his supporters ahead of Tuesday's vote.
We know who we are, Alabama. Yeah. We know who we are. This is an election to tell the world who we are and what we stand for.
Alabama senior senator Republican Richard Shelby said Sunday the state deserves better than electing Moore. Baby milk maker Lactalis and French authorities have ordered a global recall of millions of products over fears of salmonella bacteria contamination. The French company said it has been warned by health authorities in France that 26 infants have become sick since December 1st. According to a list published at the French Health Ministry's website, the recall affects customers in countries around the world, including Britain and Greece in Europe, Morocco and Sudan in Africa, Peru in South America, and Pakistan, Bangladesh, and China in Asia. The symptoms of salmonella infection include abdominal cramps, diarrhea, and fever. Most people recover without treatment. Uber's appeal against the loss of its London license should begin on April 30th. A British judge said the hearing may last for 5 days but could be delayed until June. Transport for London ruled in September that the ride-hailing services approach and conduct was not fit and proper to hold a private vehicle hire license in the UK. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.